must I worship? Why must I have this servant-master relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can just give me those things that I like, so that the things that I want, and the day when I don't get it, I'm breaking off, like how we do in our worldly things. When our requirements are not met, or when the other side of the deal is not fulfilled as we would see it, we say, right, I'm resigning, I'm going away, I'm walking away. So is our relationship with Allah Ta'ala based on that? Each one must ask himself, why do I have this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why do I worship him? Why am I on the face of this earth? And that brings us to the third thing. And the third thing is, what is the consequence and the end going to be? If I am a Muslim and I realize that my purpose on the face of this earth is to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala, then what is there in it for me? The end, my respected friends and brothers, is what it's all about. That is what should be kept in front. That should be the object. That the end is, I will please my Rabb. I want to be saved from Jahannam. I want to be entered into Jannah. I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me all those things that he has promised at the end of my life. That is why I'm doing it. So I have got my start, my middle, and my end. Now, once we have got that in front of us, my brothers, this is good enough for anyone as a believer here to know that whatever situation comes my way, may Allah ta'ala save us. But if it comes, I am a Muslim. I have to be focused on my path and my purpose to Allah, because I want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that will also take us to what is our niyyah at that time. Niyyah is the most important thing. Niyyah at the time of anything, whether we're doing good or whether we're doing something in terms of bearing a calamity, my niyyah, why am I doing this? I'm doing it again because I know that at the end, my Allah is going to reward me. Allah is going to take me out of this. That's what he says to us in the Quran Kareem. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا, that with every difficulty comes ease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never let a believer down. So my respected friends and brothers, if the end is in front of us, then no matter what happens, no matter who says what, no matter what difficulty comes, I have to please Allah. The pleasure of Allah is in front of me. I mustn't say or do anything that I anger Allah, or that I step away from Allah, that I divert my path. And that is what happens to many people. They turn away. The fellow, we asked him now, so what is the condition for Salah at this point in time, brother? Talking to us about his difficulty. He says, at the moment there's nothing, because there's nothing for me in Salah, na'udhu billah. I just go for the Jummah and that last surf and I'm out first surf. Why? 3 years I've been suffering. That is not the way, my brothers, our life and our object and our purpose in life should be. So our relationship should not be based on any of those things. Now, our relationship is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever it is, Allah must be pleased with me. And what will please Allah? That in those difficult times, I did not lose hope in him. In those difficult times, I kept my niyyah correct. My niyyah and my opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Opinion. Opinion means that I was all the time, my thoughts about Allah never ever became negative. Don't ever think negatively about Allah. Whatever difficulty and condition comes, I'm a Muslim, I submit, because there is something in it from Allah Ta'ala for me, whether I can see it or not. And my opinion and my thought of Allah is that Allah has been kind to me in a way that I cannot see it. My opinion of Allah Ta'ala is that Allah knows and Allah Ta'ala is steering me to a path that is finally going to culminate in goodness for me. Whether it's in this dunya or the end of my life. If it ends in my life, fine. Like one Buzruk says, going through a lot of difficulties. The people say, Hazrat, jab bhi dekho aap muskarate hai. How are you going through all these things? He says, bas jin zindagi ke chand din guzarne hai. He says, we ever see you smiling all the time with all these difficulties on you. He says, well, it is just a few days of my life that I have to pass. And we see that happening all the time. Whether the person is old, whether the person is young, whether the person is rich, whether the person is poor, whether he's healthy, whether he's sick. Zindagi ke din guzar jate hai, the days pass. When the days pass, the end, how did I work towards improving and making sure my end was not jeopardized in any way? So the niyyah and the opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be good. But Allah Ta'ala has been additionally kind to us also. That in the Quran, where He has showed us the path, He has also spelled out to us our nature. Nature of man, my respected friends and brothers, our inner selves, our nature is such that if we are not aware of it, and if we do not take the prescriptions given to us by Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the face of whatever difficulty it might be, we will buckle. By nature, man buckles under pressure. We know the nature of man. The nature of man is this, that he very, very quickly loses hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا مَسْتَ الْإِنسَانَ ضُرٌ دَعَانَا, that when any difficulty befalls man, he makes dua to us. And ثُمَّ إِذَا خَوَّلْنَاهُ نِعْمَةً مِنَّا, and when we change that difficulty of his into something good, into a blessing from us, ثُمَّ إِذَا خَوَّلْنَاهُ نِعْمَةً مِنَّا, then he says that هَذَا, this is on account of the knowledge from me. This is on account of the knowledge from me. I was the one who brought about the change. So by nature he is such, he will not acknowledge Allah. By nature he is such, when difficulty comes, Allah says, فَيَأُوسٌ قَنُوت, that he, لَا يَسْأَمُ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ دُعَاءِ الْخَيْرِ. This is our nature. Man does not get tired asking Allah Ta'ala for goodness. وَإِمَّسَّهُ الشَّرُّ, this is nature. And when any badness or any difficulty or discomfort befalls him, فَيَأُوسٌ قَنُوت, he loses hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He becomes hopeless and he becomes despondent. That is the nature of man. So Allah Ta'ala has in various ayat of the Quran described the nature of man. And if people have not understood the cycle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings, the ni'mats, the difficulties in this world, then he's definitely going to buckle. So his nature is going to cause him to buckle. By nature, man is such, my brothers, that he buckles quickly, he loses hope quickly. By nature is that he is never ever satisfied. He is, وَأُحْضِرَتِ الْأَنْفُسُ الشُّحْ. Allah says this nafs is such that it's always, you know, covered by greed. Greed is always in there. He's greedy. He's never satisfied. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, you know, if man has got one valley of gold, he'll want another valley of gold. He'll got two, he'll continuously want. Because that is the nature of man. So if we are aware of the nature of man, of ourselves, then we will not allow our nature to dictate how we're going to live on this world, and we will not allow our nature to let us lose sight of our purpose. Don't mix up the two. Nature and purpose, my respected friends and brothers. We are believers. With every difficulty comes is. While we are in a state of difficulty, our sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is recording it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in another ayat with regard to the nature of man. Because man has not understood the cycle of blessings and difficulties. Allah says, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. These are the days of goodness, blessings. We rotate them between people. So today one nation had it good, the other one didn't have it good. Tomorrow is the other way around. Today one person had it all, the other day he doesn't have it. The have-nots become the haves and the haves become the have-nots. Allah Ta'ala says that. Now we must understand that when that is happening to us in the course of our life, that is the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He mustn't misconstrue the blessings of Allah Ta'ala on him that, you know what, I'm in very good books with Allah and I'm going to just keep it like that, therefore I'll make sure I don't do anything. With all our salah, with all our zakat, with all our hajj, with all our umrah, with all our piety. And this has been seen happen to who? The Anbiya alayhim as-salam. They were faced with such difficulties. They were Anbiya, they were the closest to Allah. That they also at times were at the point where they say, Mata Nasrullah, where is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam underwent so many difficulties. The Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain, there's no time because we can relate so many occasions and difficulties, the difficulties that they had faced. But in the life and in the cycle of all this, they knew the purpose is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has brought this. So Allah says, he's been tested. Allah says, when man is tested with wealth, إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ, Allah ta'ala honors him, gives him position, وَنَعَمَهُ, Allah gives him blessings. فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا, he's happy. Allah ta'ala has honored me. I'm in good books with Allah. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ, when we test him, now Allah uses the word test again. فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقًا, and Allah constricts his rosy, his sustenance. فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا, Allah ta'ala is disgracing me. Gets cross with Allah ta'ala. Breaks up his relationship. don't want to have anything to do with Allah, not to the masjid, not with anybody. So many examples we can cite. So my respected friends and brothers, whichever situation we find ourselves, remember it is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the nature should not in any way deflect us from the purpose that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for. So, to conclude, the starting point is we are believers, the ending point is we want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to be aware with regard to the nature of man, also with our niyyah, and also with regard to the opinion that we have. Exactly when a person picks up his hand and makes dua, is a reflection of what he thinks of Allah ta'ala. Why did a man pick up his hand to make dua? Because he believed that there is someone listening to me out there. But another thing of nature of man, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا, he's hasty. So what will happen? The dua didn't get accepted. He accepted when he goes out, some Jibreel alayhi salam must be there sorting his life out for him. No. Made one dua, two duas, three duas, 2 days, 2 months, 1 year, 2 years, went for Hajj, Umrah, Hajj, Umrah, Hajj, Umrah, made dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, your nature is you are hasty. Don't be hasty. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah will definitely answer the dua of a man as long as he is not hasty. And they say, but how long? We tell them, how long, Mawlana? How much more I mustn't be hasty? That's your nature challenging you now. Don't let that ever get in front of you. So your dua is an indication. And subhanallah, Allah ta'ala has given us, my brothers, duas in the Quran, duas on the tongue of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which serve as the solution for us, which serve as a prescription for our peace of mind and for our roads to open up. Duas are not something that we just read out of a book. Duas are something we learn from our heart, we make from our heart, we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of times people are in difficulty, they say, what can I read? I say, what are you reading at the moment? What are you telling? What are you telling Allah ta'ala about your difficulty? They say, I'm saying this. I say, what else are you saying? I say, you know, just carry on saying what you are saying. I can give you a very nice difficult dua from Hizbul Azam, which you don't even understand. But your dua coming from your heart, you are talking to Allah with a very sincere, believing, conviction heart, alhamdulillah. Heart was filled with conviction. So we must not lose hope in our dua. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for Allah are the beautiful names. Allah, in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there are 99 names of Allah. How many names do we use? My brothers, when we have difficulty, we say, Ya Allah. Did we say, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Muqit, Ya Fattah, Ya Razzaq, Ya Qawi, Ya Mati? What about all the other names? We left all the other names one side. I'm not saying, mustn't say, Ya Allah. But the name that is relevant to our difficulty, have we understood why Allah has given us 99 names? There are 99 doors which you can use to enter Allah Ta'ala's court. There are 99 keys which you can use to open up. There are 99 solutions that Allah Ta'ala has given you. Read these names, not just as a wazifa, but use these names and beg Allah with that name that I am asking you through the power of this name, O Allah. And then, my respected friends and brothers, we find the door opens up. So, a believer, to conclude, is not one who loses hope. Believer does not lose hope because there's Allah. And Allah is hope. If we lose sight of Allah, we lose sight of our purpose, then we're going to lose hope. Doubt is from shaitan. Don't ever doubt Allah Ta'ala. Don't ever start asking, where is Allah? Why is he not here? Is he listening to me? Because then shaitan thrives on that. From doubt, he's going to take away total rejection. It starts with doubt, and we must have such a firm standpoint against shaitan when he is whispering in our ears in times of difficulty that go, there is no way you're going to take me away from my hope in my creator, my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am a Muslim and I believe Allah knows what's going on, and I know Allah ta'ala will take me out of this. In this way, my respected friends and brothers, we come to terms with whatever difficulty it might be. And lastly, we don't ever stop thanking Allah for his blessings. What shukr we make? We say, shukr to Allah, you gave me this, you gave me that, you gave me that. The things you can see. Did we ever make shukr to Allah for the ni'mas that we can't see? There are so many ni'mas that we can't see. We don't know when we're coming now, there was something supposed to happen and Allah Ta'ala just withheld it from it hurting us. Or some sickness, or some germ, or some bacteria, or some enemy, or things that are supposed to have gone wrong in our body for whatever reason. One is to thank Allah for his blessings which we can see that we know about. Must also thank Allah for the blessings that we can't see and that we don't know about. We can't count all of them, but must just say this in this simple word. If we can do that, then whatever difficulty comes, even in the time of difficulty, if a person continuously makes shukr and he thanks Allah Ta'ala, that difficulty will not come by him. He won't feel the pressure of the difficulty, because he'll still say, whatever it is, I still got so much I can see, and what about the blessings that I can't see? To give you a very strong link with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala.